So unwind a little. Let your body be relaxed and at ease. We do build up a lot of tension during the day, especially when we're moving around or traveling or moving or otherwise stressing our usual system. It's really what your comfort zone is. Your personal refuge is all about having somewhere where the tension unwinds off your shoulders. And you get to sleep for a bit. Relax. And allow yourself to fall into familiar modes. Hopefully by now my voice is one of those familiar modes. It's one of those things that brings you not only comfort, but the anticipation of things to come. Because things that are quite active, quite invigorating, quite teasing to your mind can also be relaxing. It's never necessarily about giving you something that quiets down your body. You can find relaxation in sports and exercise, in walking somewhere familiar and just letting your body take over. The invigoration of the self can be every bit as relaxing as a massage or a hot bath or a simple escape into my voice's slow, insidious, winding, training response. And when you do get into that kind of mindset, in the zone, into places where you really do zone out, you tune out everything except the essential focus, it can be easy to achieve an altered state of mind. That's why I encourage you to slip your hands between your legs and tease as we talk. Because one little secret to temptingly stimulating your body is that if I'm here providing the titillating imagery and the teasing progress through a process of relaxation and sinking and ten and down a little, then you're going to feel it more. You're going to have less things getting in the way. The nerve endings between your body's stimulatable erogenous zones and your waiting mind are going to open up and get out of the way and leave you with a clear pathway to send shuddering shockwaves from your body to your brain, nine, and also the usual limiters, things like having to be quiet, things like having to be concerned, 8, about outside things, which normally can disrupt the level of pleasure you get from self-stimulation, well, 7. Those are out of the way, too. You know that you'll be quiet and relaxed because I'm here guiding you and encouraging you to do so. But let your voice turn inward, 6 and 5. Bounce around inside your head. Imagine the most lewd and wanton moans and groans you can, rebounding inside your head, a soundtrack of lust and pleasure. 3, 2, 1, sleep. Think about those sounds of your moaning, of your slick, constant need filling your head. That would be quite the alluring and arousing thing to have going on over and over and over. Until all that's left is the movement of your hands, the delicacy of your body's constant twitching, shivering signals sent up your spine to a waiting brain, a brain that gets increasingly zoned out, as it might during any repetitive physical activity. But in this case, slide your hands between your legs and stimulate in any way that feels good. Try something new, search and explore with your fingers, and imagine that rather than being entirely in control of them, someone with your best interests in mind, someone lured in by you, someone like me, were guiding your hands and telling them what to do, telling them to find spots that feel sensitive and teasing, and to touch them, knowing that the intensity of the sensation will be amped up by the fact that you are slipping deep and sliding into my voice and letting its familiar, desired, constant intrusion of pleasure, welcomed, slow addition to your mind, letting that bring you where you want it to go from the very beginning, bringing you into teasing, tempting, lustful pleasure, bringing you to a place where you keep touching and you feel like strange new sensations are going to rain through your body, touching and guiding, exploring with your fingers, because you can become complacent in your stimulation, or indeed you may normally need to fall back, hold back, and therefore for anything that would ordinarily make you cry out with its intensity is instead quieted down, trained away by my voice, and so you can go all out. You can stimulate in ways you've barely explored. Move your hand quickly. Let your mind numb. Let your body just feel, be, exist in the stimulating wave where my voice continues to flow and will flow for a very long time, washing away what you were thinking of, and leaving instead the kind of lustful thoughts I would have, laying back on my lap, hands between your legs, teasing, and then going for gusto, trying to make you come as quick as possible, as efficiently as possible, trying to find places that send spiraling, sparking stars of white, hot pleasure into your brain, and just rubbing on them, constantly, moving constantly, fingers wrapped around, body against the warm trickle of my voice into your ear, slowly raising the level of arousal in your system. And so all you do is keep going. Keep teaching your body to feel in new ways. It's okay to roll your hips toward hands. It's okay to move in ways that are quiet and peaceful and yet stimulating and mind-numbing, and indeed your form can feel more than before, because if you drift, then you imagine, you visualize, you feel. You feel in the moment and of the moment, the slickness in your mind making itself known as you feel the palm of your hand touching the preparatory fluid being released on the way up toward a climax that you know will be mind-numbing, a wetness that achingly overtakes just as my voice seems to turn to viscous liquid and coat you, warm and constant, your mind coated in me, in my words, in what I do, and you get to feel between your legs an aching pressure that also spreads to your buttocks tensing, your back curling, your mind simply feeling the fluid flow, the simple pulsing nervous system need, where every touch on the right spot, every desperate stimulation seeking things unexplored before makes you feel it in your brain. Naughty, lewd thoughts filling you up to the brim. Thoughts my voice encourages. My voice narrating your brain so that when you think things like long, lewd moans, when you think this feels so good, I need more, those thoughts arrive in your brain in my voice echoing off the empty walls, leaving you full of my voice saying, more, more, need more, want more, ache and yearn and feel it in your brain, in your body, trembling through you, encouraging you, finding new ways to tweak and twitch and squeeze and want, to want deeply. Inside of your body is a vast internal structure wired up to the pleasure center in your brain. It's really this you stimulate when you touch. It's why, if someone pushes deeply at the same time they move their hand up and down to stimulate, it's possible to feel it in all of your body. It's why the warm sensations that will come spread throughout every inch of you right to the tip of your toes. It's why if you keep going, imagine a vast pond of pleasure within you. When you move and stimulate and masturbate, you actually brush that pond and start the ripples. More touches mean more ripples. Deeper and different touches cause the ripples to intersect, coming from different parts of that pond of pleasure, converging in the center where there's the bright, hot, white core of your aching lust wanting you to ignite it, wanting you to set it off by making it jostle, making it stir enough that your back arches and your brain feels something unusual and overtaking and wonderful. Keep touching, keep stimulating, keep going, keep feeling. Want yourself to feel. Feel beyond the ordinary intensity. After all, you only get so many chances to be deep sleep down with me, and therefore don't you want to cherish them by doing things to your body that ordinarily go undone, by touching more intently, use both hands, massage and rub, touch places unbeknownst previously, find within yourself the ability to just twitch and gasp, and when you start to feel something unusual that feels a little bit too intense, a little bit too powerful, as you go and go and stimulate and touch, then push yourself toward it instead, whatever makes you feel like, oh, that's too much, do that thing again. And again, pressing directly, squeezing, rubbing, stroking, feeling, losing yourself in a rhythmic constancy of wet lust inside your head, where my words are there to assist, and you just keep going, you just keep touching, you just yearn for the next moment when stimulating yourself even one bit more feels like too much to bear, but by now you're enmeshed, you're invested, you want this to be a shared experience where you remember it so hard because your eyes were rolling back. We remember what happened to you because your body seemed to spurt out every thought in your head and left you with my words rebounding, my words becoming your inner narrative. Yes, more, more. Do whatever feels most intense. Find the way to move your hips, to squirm your body, to arch and imagine that makes you set on edge with lustful, heated panting, with constant want. And you know you'll remain quiet as you're supposed to. You know you'll remain blank and vacant on the outside. If someone could see, they might see your eyes rolled back, your mouth open and tongue hanging. And indeed, since that would complete the image, I encourage it. But I also encourage you to just keep touching. There are buttons and stimulatable centers wired into the pleasure part of your brain. This is part of your experience. To truly know yourself, you should really explore what is, after all, yours. The knowledge that lets you touch, and the knowledge that I'm encouraging, that I want you to feel it, want you to really push to the point where everything seems beyond the normal limit of your sensation. You might have to keep going, you might have to go faster, move in long, slow motions, you might have to keep it going. And when you do, try angling your hands, try touching from new directions, try using just a few fingers, and try using your whole palm with pressure and warmth. Let your brain fall into that rhythm of exploration. You want more. More. Your brain reminding you in my voice that more is available. More words will flow. And I will present something to help you. Your assignment, your part in this little play, is to touch as intently as you can and stimulate, to let your mind rove into fantasy as I present one to you. And I'm going to help you. And your job is to get as close as you can. And if you do feel that edge coming up, I want you to tip over it as forcefully and constantly as you can. If you feel a strange, altered state of mind approach, you're going to tip right over. Your eyes will roll back. Your body will feel the need for more. You'll feel the little conditioned response of your hands continuing to move, continuing to do what I want them to, but now, imagine my voice by your ear, warm body covering you over, pinning you down, my shoulders visible because I've got my head right against the nape of your neck, and therefore you can look along the curve of my back, my arms around, gently running nails down your back, whispering and purring in your ear so you hear it, not just my voice into the bones vibrating into you, but also the vibration of my words against your skull so you hear it in a more obvious and complete way. You feel your body lustful, wanting, feel your hands moving constantly, feel your mind being replaced with words I provide, more, more, need more, gonna come, gotta come. That kind of thought fills your head, and I encourage you to tip over with it, my words in there rebounding off your mind, and just like before, everything is tranced in deep sleep. Feel the words flow the way you could wash away on the deluge of my words, because you want my voice in your head and my words in you. You want yourself laid out and twitching. You want the words I give you to take you where you needed to go since before we began, to a point of release where you lose everything except my voice telling you, yes, good job, that's exactly right. And then imagine as you are pinned like that, my voice turns to every lewd thought you've had, spinning fantasy into your mind. The idea just of being pinned, of feeling me slip one of my thighs between your legs so you can rub up against it, adding that stimulation to your masturbatory constancy, moving your own hips and rubbing, trying to add the stimulation of just feeling my soft flesh against you, my hands gripping your back and pulling you to me, kneading the flesh of your shoulders and adding another layer of relaxation, a closeness, a scent in your mind of sex and musk and need and ache and nearness, spice filling your head, honey filling your mind. your body twitching in it, wake after wake as word after word shockwaves down your form, finds its home between your legs, and tells you I am here and tempting and lustful and want you. And that's your part. To touch as I story into your brain, as I tell you to imagine my hands reaching around, gripping your buttocks, pulling you against me so you can rub against my thigh, just against that bare spot of flesh, my words next to your ear, unceasing, constant, whispering, murmuring, teasing, replacing the thoughts inside your own head with new ones of my creation and my devising. Imagine your limbs being too heavy to do anything except keep doing what I tell you to, which is touch. Touch yourself for me. Masturbate for me, get off for me, let your brain become white hot and simple and follow and twitch, your mind, eyes closed and heavy, shoulders heavy, and yet your hands can still move, your body can still stir its heavy hips, and they do feel unusually heavy as you find the right place to touch and rub and want against me, and then your brain does simplify down to a place where you press your face into my shoulder, eyes roll back, the intensity of the moment overtaking you, leaving your inner thighs twitching as though electrified, your toes curling, your shoulders wiggling back and forth, wanting to rub up, wanting to give in, wanting to fall down into a lustful morass of pleasure where you know I might let you free eventually, but I'm just going to keep it flowing. Every tingle and twitch, every little trembling caress is a shockwave, and that pool in your belly is another wave traveling for the distant shore, converging in the center as you move in shockwave spiral, and every bit of you indeed falls into the spiral of my voice and my lust, constantly tapping away at your mind, adding new experiences, opening you up, letting you feel more than before, and sink and down and with me in the moment where my voice flows and you imagine getting lost in the physical sensation and the trance of your own body. Love the space between your legs. Love the muscles in the pelvic floor. The muscles in your belly that tense when you're going to get close, that tremble and quiver and pull inward. The muscles of your thighs that twitch unknowingly when you touch the right spot, when you delve and move and slowly try to extract every bit of pleasure it's possible for your body to feel above and beyond the norm. Go beyond where it feels intense. Go beyond where it feels like you've already reached something special, and just keep stimulating despite the feeling in the back of your head like, oh, this is too much, much too much sensation. And that's because I'm allowing the sensation to stay in your body. I haven't said it can go, and therefore you will lay there and you will be mine, and relax and tremble and submit and love what I do, adore what I do, want what I do to you to remain in your brain and you to feel every little thing I do. Good. More. Trembling in your brain more and more, greedy for the sensation in the best way, as if there were an aching itch in the core of you, wanting you to touch yourself, wanting you to get off, like end-of-day frustration and sexual desire, but magnified, amplified, empowered to overtake you. It may take time, and it takes stimulation, and the stimulation must be constant. Allow your hands to move in a constant, methodical, mechanical way. The rest of you is relaxed, but that one area has permission to be tense, between your legs, in your brain, in your belly, a few little places allowed to be tense and hot amid the ocean of everything else, and you get to feel it, you get to twitch for it and shiver, you get to toss your head back and forth, get to really feel yourself quivering away, wanting away, aching, breathing, feeling, in the moment of sweated concourse with your body, where every part of you has an easy road to send signals to your brain. After all, your brain is only occupied with me, and so the nervous system signals from between your legs can travel faster and more powerfully, can travel to your brain and make you twitch and want, make you want in ways you haven't before, a constancy that doesn't ever cease. It only builds, only mounts, only grows in rhythmic contracting, spasming, shivering shockwaves where you drool and want and ache and listen to me and need me to add just one more word, one more twitch, one more shiver, one more thing that can make you feel it. Imagine being pinned and having my hips move, rubbing against your leg, painting you with wetness and leaving you sighing at the thought that you've made me feel good and aroused just as I have you, and your body twitches and shivers, and in that moment of knowing you've delivered pleasure, knowing you've done for me what I'm doing to you, you get to feel the throbbing increase, feel yourself click over to that other state of trance, that place where you're deep enough that your body is just sending signals, and there is a part of your brain which, when enough little shockwaves have been sent into that lake of need inside of you, feel it echo, feel it twitch, feel yourself need to finally get what we've been talking about, to finally let go and climax and let loose. Do it. Touch as if you were trying to set yourself off. Touch and stimulate. You may already have arrived there, and that would be fine too. But if you haven't, now's the time. Come for me. Let yourself go and let that vast internal structure, that lake of lust, set a wave on the shore that leaves you breathless, washes over your mind and sets it resonating, the humming tone of what I say, playing you like an instrument, thrumming and throbbing and leaving you gasping, twitching, belly tensing, all your thoughts squirting out of you in a constant stream of obedient, simplified peace. And believe it or not, it's from this place where your body is sweated and twitching, this place where your mind is blank and reeling be blank. It's from this place that we begin your training. With every urge expended, every bit of you limp and relaxed, all of you in the afterglow and the aftershock and the after tremor, ready for what we'll do next.